This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's a chance in front. Knocked away by the Smith. Scores! They've got another! And it's Jeff Skinner with his first Stanley Cup playoff goal!
Good for Skinner.
Oh,
good for Skinner.
Man.
Good for Skinner. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, it hurts a little, but I'm happy for him. And but, you know, for somebody who's made a career out of goal scoring.
Good to see him finally get his first playoff one.
That I don't know if you caught the reference there.
Maybe
Paul Hamilton did.
Paul Hamilton here on the Wester Hotline. Paul, good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. So the Sabres hired the senior advisor, and it is the former Columbus Blue Jackets general manager, Jarmo Kekäläinen. Having this news for only about a half hour, what are your first thoughts?
Yeah. He's done, a bunch of different things in the NHL, including being a general manager, which is key. You know, he was the GM for the Columbus Blue Jackets from 2013 to 2024. But before that, he was director of player personnel with the Senators. He was assistant GM and director of amateur scouting with the Blues. Then he went back over to Finland to be the GM at Jokerit. So, he's had different experiences in hockey departments. And so I think that's going to be key, for him to, be a helpful part of the department. And he'll be, an advisor to Adams in all areas of the hockey department. I don't think there's anything they wouldn't ask him to talk about or do or anything like that. So it's something that I think has been badly needed. It's unfortunate that Terry Pegula didn't see this when he hired Adams. He hired a guy who had never been a GM before. Okay, fine. This would have been a perfect hire back. Well, he was the GM of the Blue Jackets by then, but a guy like this would have been a perfect hire back then to give him a sounding board and to give him guidance and as he tried to maneuver through being a GM for the first time. So, they're doing it now, 5 years later. But, I think it's something that would have been great to do earlier in his tenure.
Yeah, and I know, Paul, working with Schopen the Bulldog, we've taken some calls too. People have brought that up, that why wasn't this move made the first year Adams was brought in? And I can concur with that. I agree with that. But also, I do wonder, having worked with Mike brings this up a lot with the Sabres, the idea of credibility being within the Sabres building. I'll be honest, just the quick glance at his resume, Kekäläinen seems to be exactly what they need in terms of credibility. He somewhat helped make Columbus much more of a, I'm not going to say destination, but not a forgotten franchise in the NHL. 5 playoff appearances in his first 7 years there. He did get Johnny Gaudreau to sign with Columbus, a stunning free agent move at the time. I still would argue is still one of the more stunning free agent signings in recent NHL history. This really does feel like a big move by the Sabres.
As I remember back to when Gaudreau was being courted by teams, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't even know if Columbus was even in the conversation of what people were talking about.
I don't think they were at all. I think nobody was sitting there saying,
well, it's possible he could go to Columbus. Mm-hmm. And I think the Rangers might have been involved in that conversation and other teams. It was a few years back, so I'm trying to think back. But I don't think Columbus was in that conversation. And next thing you know, he's going to the Columbus Blue Jackets. Credit to, Kekalainen for being able to do that and get him there and get an established player like that and the number one free agent to come to the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Paul, I think one of the big things about Kekalainen being here, being something that can be celebrated a little bit as an advisor, is he was never scared of a big acquisition. And that is something, and I'd say probably the one thing that I have desperately wanted to see Adams do, is make the aggressive move. He traded Ryan Johansson for Seth Jones. He traded for Artemi Panarin. He acquires Matt Duchene on an expiring contract to try to win a playoff series. And then they do. They get rid of Pierre-Luc Dubois and bring in Patrick Laine, who's still with the franchise, and of course signing Johnny Gaudreau. It looks like this is a guy who's not scared of an aggressive move, and that is going to be an advisor to Kevin Adams, who that's the thing that he's lacking, is that big acquisition.
I remember when he drafted Dubois, it was like there was a gasp in the building. People were like, huh? What? So he wasn't afraid to do something like that, to be bold, you know, just what you're talking about, you know, and I think you do have to be bold if you want to be a winner in this league. And it's something that he was not afraid to do. And, you know, I think as an advisor to Kevin Adams, it's something that it's possible you could see more of that from the Buffalo Sabres.
All right, Paul, so now it is going to be a big offseason for the Sabres. They get their last bits, or at least it feels like their last bits of pieces into the front office. They bring in some credibility. They bring in a guy who, as Derek has pointed out, is willing to make the big move. And I think many Sabres fans would argue, I wonder if the media is the same, that the Sabres do need to make a big move. Maybe not necessarily for Mitch Marner. I know me and Derek were having some fun with, you know, maybe Jake Ottinger becomes available because Peter DeBoer threw him under the bus yesterday.
This does nothing to quell my Mitch Marner.
I wonder if it's something where, like, maybe this is a guy that could really convince someone like a Sam Bennett in free agency to come to the Sabres. Maybe it's not a Mitch Marner necessarily, but a Bennett who could really change the temperature in the room for the Sabres. This has now actually gotten me more excited for an offseason where, to be honest, Paul, I was really kind of tempering Derek and other producers, Josh Schmidt, like those expectations as friends, going like, guys, they're going to add like one or two guys and we're going to ride from there. And it might be even UPL and Levi. Like, don't expect too much. I have somewhat of a feeling of maybe that will change with this guy sort of being, I mean, for not the right turn of phrase, but, you know, the devil on Adams' shoulder, essentially, of like maybe whispering like, hey, go for it.
Yeah, and excuse me. As we have this conversation, I want to be sure people understand. We realize these names that we're talking about are the Buffalo Sabres likely are not a destination for them. We get that. But that doesn't mean you don't ask. That doesn't mean you don't call their agents. That doesn't mean you make them top priorities in what you do. In my mind, the Buffalo Sabres can score goals. They are 10th in the league in scoring at 3.23 goals per game. If you get up to 3.25 goals per game, you're 7th. Mitch Marner is so far down on my list. I would, number one, Ekblad.
Yes.
I would overpay Ekblad to come play with Owen Power. I don't care if you got to pay him over $10 million. I think he would be a perfect partner. It's exactly what I've been talking about for 2 years now, a perfect partner for Owen Power. That is number one with lights flashing that I would be looking. He's a winner.
I'm here for that. Yep.
He's a guy who has an edge to him. He's a former number one overall pick, so he knows how all that goes for Owen Power. And I think that would be my number one target. If that doesn't work, if I'm targeting a forward, Sam Bennett, Marchand, those are winners. Those are guys who produce when the pressure is on. Marchand is one of the guys top of the league at producing in games that are for the series. These are guys that are there when you need them and produce when you need them. They can play at all ends of the ice. They can play defensively. They can play offensively. They easily go into your top six and make them better. That's why I would be target. Would they have as many points as Mitch Marner? No, they wouldn't. But when the pressure is on, they've performed when the pressure is on. It performed at a top rate. So those would be guys I would be looking at. And again, I want to stress for somebody just tuning in, I get that the Buffalo Sabres, after 14 years of not making the playoffs, are not a destination for those guys. That doesn't mean you don't ask. That doesn't mean that you don't – and you just brought up Johnny Gaudreau. Well, what if the Blue Jackets said, well, he's going to go to the Rangers.
Right,
why should we even bother? You bother. And because you just never know what can come out of it. And those are the guys I would be targeting. Those – That's the bold move. If you've got to overpay to get a guy like Ekblad, by all means, go ahead. You've got some cap room. The cap's going up. You need to find somebody to make your – you can score goals. You can't be 30th or 29th in the league in goals against with goaltenders that aren't making big saves for you that have maybe in the past but weren't last year. That's where your problem lied. And the players I'm talking about help the whole picture, including making you a better team defensively, because they can score all the goals they want. They can improve their power play. If they're still 30th in the league in defense, they are not making the playoffs. I'm telling you that right now.
Mm-hmm. I do think, though, Paul, it is absolutely that the one line that you said of bother. And Kekalainen is a guy that will probably be able to help advise Adams into that idea, especially because of the fact that there are going to be names worth chasing around. You mentioned Ekblad as one of those, and I do love that idea. I think that this is going to be a smart acquisition when it comes to, again, I need a little bit of aggression from Adams to get that big acquisition, be it free agency or through a trade, and you hire an advisor that knows how to get that done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
And I understand, and I don't care about the palm trees, whatever.
Right.
But he's not wrong. But mostly it's because you haven't made the playoffs in 14 years. The Buffalo Bills were not a destination when they weren't making the playoffs for 17 years. Who wanted to come here? Until all of a sudden, McDermott shows up, changes the program around, and here's Josh Allen. Now, players want to be Buffalo Bills. It's not, you know, it's the idea that you haven't made the playoffs in 14. That's the biggest thing. And it's like, well, what are you doing to get better? Can you get better? Is this team better? Type of a thing. Can they climb out of it? That's just not an organization that top free agents want to cling on to and say, well, yeah, let me be a part of that. But you have to find a way. And that was my criticism of Kevin Adams. I know it's hard. I get it. I know you have to have a trading partner. I get it. And I know it's difficult, but that's your job. Your job is to find a way. Find a way to get that done. And that was my criticism of it. And he's not wrong in what he says about it. It's hard, and I know it's hard. So maybe, you know, having a senior advisor like this, when you're putting more, you know, more brain power into it, two heads are better than one, and a guy with experience and a guy who has been bold before and pulled it off, you know, that's where I think you can get out of this.
Paul Hamilton here on the Wester Hotline. And yeah, Paul, I mean, you brought up there, like, the playoff drought is really the biggest thing that holds team or players away from the team. Look, yes, ultimately Tampa and Florida are in a different tax bracket, but Florida was a bad organization for a long time. The tax bracket didn't all of a sudden make them good. They had to make the right decisions, and then life got a little bit easier for them, like it would for any team that's winning. All of a sudden, they want to play for you. The Bills are going through now, or some guys take a little bit less money to stay on a good organization. It's true of most sports. I would argue, I think Tampa and Florida, they've been two of the better Eastern Conference teams of the last 20 years and just how they make moves and what have you. And on that, Paul, we do have a rematch in the Stanley Cup Final. Florida and Edmonton, they both really just laid the hammer down on Carolina and Dallas equally. Throughout the playoffs, it has felt like these two could absolutely do it. And then now during the conference finals, it felt like it needs to be these two again.
Well, Dallas looked like, for a while in the playoffs, yeah, that they were a better team than they were even last year. Edmonton definitely is. Yeah. Edmonton was good last year. Mm-hmm. I think they're better this year. But Mikko Rantanen is right now third in the playoffs in scoring with 22 points. He's only 4 points behind Connor McDavid, but yet he basically has been disappeared for, what, 9 games?
Yeah, me and Derek were talking about it. He got off to that roaring start, and this whole series, and even some of the Winnipeg series, he has kind of been a non-factor.
If you're going to beat the Edmonton Oilers, you cannot have your best player, who is as on fire could be, you cannot have him go away for, let's see, 8 straight games. Last time he scored was against Winnipeg on May 11th, which was game 3 of that series. And since then, he had 4 assists in 8 games. They played a 5-game series against the Oilers. He had 3 assists. And that can't happen. And he's playing 23 minutes a game. You can't have a guy who you traded for to make you better and be your best player just go away. And that's what happened. And, you know, when he's not going, now other guys aren't going to be going other than Robertson. Robertson was playing well. And so that's the story of the Stars. I mean, you have to have your best guys being your best guys. How many times have you heard me say that? And I got that, a long time ago. And your best players have to be your best players. Well, who are the top two scorers in the playoffs this year? Connor McDavid, 26 points in 16 games. And Leon Draisaitl, 25 points in 16 games.
It's just nasty. Just ridiculous.
Who is the fifth leading scorer in the playoffs right now? Florida Panthers captain Barkov, 17 points in 17 games. Your best players have to be your best. Sam Bennett, I talk about a guy who's there when you need him, 16 points in 17 games in the playoffs. Again, he's not going to have the points in a regular season that Mitch Marner has. But when the chips are down and you need him, he is there to get the big goal, to make the big hit, to just make the big play. Your best players have to be your best players. And for the Dallas Stars, Mikko Rantanen was not even close to one of their best players in that series.
Paul, of course, we're getting this rematch, and I do love the idea of like how much deeper Edmonton is, for example, there. But the way they close this out against Dallas, and Peter DeBoer pulls Jake Oettinger 7 minutes into an elimination game, and then proceeds to look at a bus and says, I'm going to throw Jake under this real quick in the post game. What did you think about the comments of DeBoer there and how he handled the situation in, quite frankly, a choice that probably sunk them in Game 5?
I don't think they win Game 5 either way, but I get what he was doing. I would love a big save on that breakaway that made it 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
That would have annoyed me too. He had, what did he say, 6 out of his last 7 playoff games against Edmonton, is that right?
Yeah.
That he had lost? All right, but you're in the middle of the game now. You've already committed to him to being your starting goaltender. If you're looking at that stat, you should be looking at it before you announce your starting goaltender. If you're saying, well, he's lost 6 of 7 to that team, we can't go with him anymore, well, then they're fine. But it's tough. Does Casey DeSmith give you a better chance to win? I've seen many, many, many times the goaltending change. Look at how many times the Sabres took a big lead on a team and chased the goaltender this year. And the Sabres wound up losing the game when the new goaltender came in. That happened so many times this year, I lost count. But this is the conference finals. This isn't December 20th, you know, in some cold and snowy town. And, you know, if you lose, it's not the end of the world type of a thing. So who gives at the end of the day, through all those stats, and you could have used a big save there, and the whole thing, who gives you a better chance to win? I don't think it's Casey DeSmith. Now, that play-by-play guy, I don't even remember his name. I see his face. I can't even think of his name. What an embarrassment he was, because he had an agenda. He was so mad that they pulled Ottinger doing the play-by-play. That's Ray Ferraro's job. And he starts arguing with Ray Ferraro about that. And he was so incensed that DeBoer did that the goal that goes on to Smith, he must have said 5 times that was a bad goal. I guess he didn't see the 3 people diving around between Skinner and DeSmith. I don't think DeSmith ever saw the shot. To say that's a soft goal is ignorant. And all he was trying to do is trying to make himself look good. That, well, see, you just put him in, he gave up a soft goal. What are you doing? That wasn't a soft goal. As I said, there were three individuals diving around, getting hit, flying all over the place. Now, if those 3 guys weren't there and it went through his legs and in, yeah, that's a soft goal. I don't think he saw it with all those people there. So, to me, that was a complete embarrassment of some guy who shouldn't even be given his opinion because he's the play-by-play guy trying to make himself look good.
Paul, I love the spiciness in here. But then also, let's look at the Eastern Conference Final. Again, Carolina, you were lamenting with me, as a matter of fact, about, no, I want Carolina to succeed because I want to see some good hockey. Ultimately, they did not live up to that promise at all either there, Paul. They win 1 game, and then it is right back to the same old nonsense for Carolina in the Eastern Conference Final. So take that, Hamilton.
I thought the game was better.
Yeah,
the last
they were.
Game. The last game.
Yep.
It wasn't your typical, oh, geez, Carolina's trying to win this 1-0. Please stop. You know. So it was better. And, you know, Florida had 1 bad game, and Carolina won. Florida just, they weren't up for it that game. It happens. I mean, they're not perfect. I mean, if you go through the playoffs and have 1 bad game, I think you're going to be okay. You know. They'll probably have another bad game, too, but it just wasn't their night. And Carolina won that game, but Florida definitely got it straightened out and showed up for Game 5. And it's just kind of a shame that here we are, that both conference finals ended in 5 games, and we sit here with no hockey till Wednesday now.
Yeah. I'm going to break out in hives, Paul. I don't know what to do with my life.
Yeah, I was looking so forward to the Edmonton-Dallas series, and, you know, Dallas just didn't – they weren't up for it. They didn't do it. And to have these series both end in 5 is just, to me, very disappointing because – I really, really wanted to see that series. I thought for sure that series would wind up a 7-game series. And, you know, Dallas wasn't up for it. And Edmonton, as I said earlier, I think they're even a better team than they were last year. And so it's hopefully going to be a good Stanley Cup final. I mean, I thought it was going to be a good Western Conference final, too. That didn't turn out. So hopefully it turns out to be a very good Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, well, I can't take another five-game series after how excited I am about this rematch. I can't do that again.
I think based on everything that we've talked about, Paul, the NHL owes us a seven-game series now.
With at least three overtimes.
I mean, even Edmonton, they beat Vegas in five.
Yeah.
It's like, really? I mean, we got a seven-game series out of Toronto, Florida. You know, but the Capitals, the number two team in the NHL for most of the year, number one, they get blown out in five by Carolina. I mean, it's just Winnipeg and St. Louis was seven. It shouldn't have been. I mean, Colorado and Dallas, there you go. I mean, but yeah, that was a first-round series. Why is that a first-round series?
I'm telling you, Paul, be with me on this one. We got to bully Gary Bettman and changing it back to 1-8.
Yeah, you know, so we have seen, you know, some very good hockey along the way. But, you know, also along the way, especially here in the two conference finals, I think it was very disappointing.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Paul, thanks so much for taking some time out of your morning. You're going to be on with Derek tomorrow.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, I'll talk to you tomorrow, Paul. Let's keep it fresh.
I forgot about that.
So I now, agreed to that? Oh.
I was, like, all excited to, like, continue my day now, and now I'm all depressed.
Don't
again,
worry, so. Paul. Your check will be in the mail. God.
Just going to kick back, watch Yankees, Dodgers. He's like, oh, I got to get up in the morning.
I got to talk to Derek again tomorrow.
Thank you,
this
Paul.
Is why they pay you the big bucks.
Yeah, I have to get up at the stroke of noon to talk to you. So.
It's appointment radio, though.
Thank you, Paul. Talk again soon.
Take care.
Paul Hamilton's reports on WGR brought to you by Equal Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. 803-0550, the number two call. We're freed up for the next half hour as we lead you into Sabres Live. Thoughts on Sabres making some moves. Kekalainen coming in as the senior advisor to Kevin Adams. I do think it changes some of the temperature in the room. I'd like to know for sure it's going to change a lot of it. I don't know, but I'm feeling pretty good. And
I might have something to say about this, and it has to do more about the current state of the Sabres and why it's somewhat beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It also sounds like, from some of the quotes Kevin Adams was pitching and some of the other stuff reporters are pitching now on Twitter as well, might not be done adding to the front office or at least to the organizations. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also looking for your calls again, 803-0550, the number two call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.